This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ron Wiener, the CEO of iMover, maker of the broadest line of products in the office fitness industry, including sit-stand desk, standing desk converters, and treadmill desks. This sounds awesome, and Mr. Wiener, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And you bet, and thanks for joining us. So what is the impact of sitting disease on the modern-day office worker, and how is iMover helping in the battle against this?
Well, sitting disease, as you may know, was a term coined by Dr. James Levine at the Mayo Clinic now probably about 10 years ago. And based on research over 20 years, they have figured out that it's all this automation that, be it cars, computers, devices, we have been leading a much lower calorie burn lifestyle than our parents and grandparents did, about 1,000, 1,500 calories a year less. And of course, eating higher quality food. And so it's no surprise there's an obesity epidemic in the country. But that's not the only consequence of sitting too much. It also affects low back pain, circulatory issues in the legs. And as everybody knows, after 20, 25 minutes of sitting, both your body and your brain start to slow down. So you start reaching for the coffee and the donuts to stay awake. And lastly, there is now proven evidence that it also reduces life expectancy. And so what do you do when you've got 100 million workers in this country that have a desk job? They're strapped to their computers, or as we like to say, they are sentenced to the chair by their employers, in meetings, in commutes, and so on. The average worker in certain industries is spending more than 12, 15 hours a day sitting. And we were biologically designed to sit 3 hours a day. It started changing around the time of the Industrial Revolution and workers sitting on factory lines, and has evolved to I love that movie. I don't know if you've seen WALL-E, but that's a really good example of where this could go. So iMover was launched to help try to reverse this trend by introducing people to the concept of standing while they're working, as well as walking while they're working instead of just sitting. Obviously, we're not the only ones in the market doing it, but we are doing it with a much more holistic view, and this is our pure play. We never built any sitting furniture. But standing desks do get you up and more alert, more active, a little higher caloric burn as well. But walking desks, boy, that's a whole other giant step function greater, because you're also getting increased circulation, more oxygen flow to the brain. You tend to become extraordinarily productive when you're walking, you're also counteracting the effects of standing and sitting too long, because your calf muscles are pumping blood back up, so you have blood flowing in your legs and so forth. So in a perfect world, we try to mix it up between sitting, standing, and walking throughout the day. That's the best health regimen you're going to find.
You made some fantastic points, and it's very clear why we do have this epidemic today in this time and era. Now, what's better from a health and productivity standpoint, a standing desk or a treadmill desk?
Well, as I already alluded to, Eric, standing desks are a great first step. For a lot of people, that's also the last step they're going to take. There are very few people out there, but there are some that actually have mobility issues, maybe a handicap or an injury or something, that are not going to move on to a treadmill desk. But we see about half of the people buying standing desks talking about the possibility of adding a treadmill desk at some point if they aren't getting one right away. There are those who take the leap right away, and the thing to understand is a treadmill desk is not something that you use all day, and neither is a standing desk. Now, obviously, some people do stand all day, machinists, pharmacists, and so on, and there is an impact to having that kind of career. It is not the healthiest thing to do, just as it is not the healthiest thing to sit all day, or for that matter, walk all day. So the best regimen is actually if you have the ability to swap between those three modalities, maybe a couple of times a day. So sit, stand, walk, that's ideal for a work day. But standing desk does, standing does alleviate the circulatory issues on the legs when, from sitting. You know, we're not designed to sit at a 90-degree angle. And so it helps there. It does help with focus and, you know, putting off fatigue and so forth because it's our caveman DNA that says, oh, I'm sitting, I'm no longer on the hunt. Let's start conserving calories, storing 20% more fat when we eat, and so forth. When you stand, you haven't triggered those caveman DNA triggers. And so it is definitely healthier. But in terms of caloric burn, it's just a little bit more. Your resting heart rate is just a little bit higher, about 10% higher than when you're sitting. But when you walk, you're up in the 200% increase and better, depending on the speed, of course, that you walk. And the most common misconception about treadmill desks is that you run on them. You don't. You're actually waltzing. I like to call it waltzing. You know, you're about 1 to 2 miles per hour. That's typical range. Most people between 1.2 and 1.6. You contrast that with walking. Walking is 3.1 miles an hour. So you're about half the speed of walking. And at that speed, you can continue to talk on the telephone without getting winded. You can type perfectly well, especially if you have a good ergonomic setup. You should be able to type with the same proficiency as when standing or sitting. But, of course, it requires space. It requires a little bit more money and, in some cases, permission from your spouse or your employer where you want to put it. So a standing desk is usually a much easier way to get going. And as far as that goes, there are now standing desk converters, which are extremely popular for people who have, like, built-in desks or for whatever reason or budgetary issue, they just can't switch out their desk to a holding standing desk. They can just plunk one of these units. They're like $350 on top of their existing desk, something like our zip lift unit, and be standing in no time. Out of the box, no assembly. So there's all kinds of stepping stones at the end of the day, but the best configuration is what we call a sit-stand-walk workstation where you can do all three modalities on one workstation.
And for those sticklers out there, how do you get around the legal liability concerns that some employers must have regarding the use of treadmill desk in the office?
Well, this was a real problem in the early days for adoption. I've been treadmill desking for over 8 years myself, but, of course, we've had a lot of customers over the years that had run-ins with their legal department. And ironically, the legal department is probably the place you're going to find treadmill desks in first because they do spend a lot of time at computers, and they are high-earning, and they are among the earliest adopters of treadmill desks. There probably isn't a law firm around anymore that doesn't have treadmill desks. But when it comes to, you know, being the liability defender for a corporation or a government agency or an educational institution, they classically stood in the way. Why? Because we've all seen the YouTube fail videos. You know, there are 63,000 claims a year filed on treadmills. Reality is none has never been filed on a treadmill desk because you're not walking fast enough to become winded, much less to trip. But given that, we designed into our ThermoTread treadmills, we designed a click-wrap liability waiver. Just like when you use GPS in a car, you've got to click on that liability waiver. Same thing. We built that into our treadmills, and we govern the top speed of the treadmill to 2.5 miles an hour. There were a lot of earlier models of treadmill desks that were just running treadmills with a desktop brick controller instead of a big pedestal and handlebars. But they left the top speed up to like 4 miles an hour. And at that point, you're in cardio. You can easily trip and fall. And so the key to it is belt and suspenders is you got the liability waiver and you got a top speed limit of 2.5 miles an hour. Along with that, when we designed our treadmill, it's the only one that was really ever designed specifically for offices. We made it completely silent, so you're not bothering anybody else when you're using it. So a lot of the earlier adaptations, including my first two treadmill desks, just a running treadmill, you know, tear off the handlebars and pedestal, put an adjustable height desk on top of it, and you got yourself a treadmill desk. But when you go into an enterprise environment, especially larger companies and educational institutions, they're going to require a little bit more thoughtfulness on how to deal with the liability issue there. But it's been solved.
And certainly good to hear that. Today we are joined by Mr. Ron Wiener, the CEO of iMover, maker of the broadest line of products in the office fitness industry, including sit-stand desks, standing desk converters, and treadmill desks here on eHealth Radio's health news and fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Wiener, are employers generally covering the cost of these active workstations, or are the employees going out of the pocket?
Oh, you know, it really depends on the company. We see across-the-board examples. Out here, we're right next to the Microsoft campus, and they're typical of a lot of companies these days where they give their employees a personal spending account for health. They can buy anything with that, a bicycle or what have you. And so they'll say, you want a treadmill? Go ahead and bring one in. You can pay for it out of that PSA. Or you want a standing desk for your home or a treadmill desk for your home, you can use that those funds. After that, it's on you. Then you got companies like Amazon that are very reluctant to give any employee benefits, but they pay really well. So those employees tend to just buy their own and often just take them home, work from home because they got kind of cramped office spaces. Then you got companies like Google that say, hey, we'll buy you whatever you want for home or office. It's on us, and they're very liberal. So we see a spectrum. What we do see is a general trend with employers when it comes to stuff like this is either they are going in, standing desks have become very standard. So a lot of corporations and government agencies no longer even require a doctor's note. A standing desk, like the Department of Health here in Washington State, any employee can get one just for asking. So that's very progressive. But a lot of companies, Intel is an example, they just don't buy fixed height desks anymore because they find that invisible height solves a lot of issues. And it's much more cost effective in the end, and they're not that much more expensive than a sitting desk anymore because they're made in the millions now. But treadmill desks, a little bit trickier there. Really depends on the company, on what their policies are. In the past, treadmill desks have been sort of for executives who had the space and the permission and the budget for that. But you're now seeing them in call centers and all kinds of other places where the company is buying them and typically putting them out there in multi-user configurations, meaning it's for a department, usually one unit for every 5 to 10 people. And you just bring your laptop over to it, you schedule it like a conference room, and you're typically only working for 1 to 2 hours at a time. Like I was saying earlier, you shouldn't be sitting, standing, or walking for more than 1 to 2 hours at a time anyway. So another common misconception is, oh, if I got a treadmill desk, I'll be walking all day. No, far from it. You don't really want to be doing that. So employers, where they are buying them for sure, in all these multi-user department-level situations. And then whether they get one for you in your own office, it's probably a function of your rank and budget in the company. It can be easier, it can be hard. It varies by company.
And quite interesting. Now, how important are ergonomics to the standing desk and treadmill desk user?
Well, you don't want to solve one problem and create another, right? So we want to get people standing and walking, but if we don't do it with proper ergonomics, then the next thing they're going to have is neck pain or back pain or some other kind of issue that takes them right back to the physical therapist or chiropractor. And so unfortunately, there are a lot of shadier companies, a lot of Chinese import products chasing the trend with, a not very ergonomic setups. And what you got to realize is that when you look at a picture of somebody at a standing desk, typical advertisement will show the arms at a 90-degree angle, you know, the elbows at 90 degrees. And that's not ergonomic. Ergonomic is letting your arms drop, like the sleeping astronaut, you know. We do have this thing called gravity. So there are desks out there like ours that have what's called steady-type keyboard trays built in and much more ergonomic because you can have a much more neutral posture. And that dramatically improves your typing speed and proficiency, overall comfort, and eliminates those injury risks from repetitive strain injuries. We have keyboard trays on a lot of desks, right? But your arms are supported by armchairs, and by the armrests in your chair. And so if you don't have that when you're standing, obviously, You got to look at the ergonomics there. Same thing with monitor arms are really essential with any kind of standing desk. People don't realize that when they stand up, they stretch out. And so the distance between the keyboard height and the monitor height does change and increases. The taller you are, the more extreme that is. And so we always recommend people do get monitor arms that are extra tall, that are specifically designed for standing desks, because sitting desks, you know, they never had this issue before. And with treadmill desks, we particularly point people to monitor arms that go tall and are also really rigid, so that there's you want a really solidly built desk with a very high height adjustment range, make up for the fact that you have a 5 or 6 inch treadmill underneath you, but also you need rigidity. If you're going to use a treadmill desk, you don't want to use a cheap Chinese knockoff standing desk that is going to shake, rattle, and roll as you're walking. That's going to get amplified through the monitor arm. Your monitor is going to shake terribly. So where we have always specialized is in very rigid workstations, more metal in them. They weigh more, they cost a little more, but they're going to give you a much, much better experience at the end of the day because they're not going to shake.
I think it's absolutely phenomenal what you have here, and certainly a need with today's working force, mainly in the office for the most part. So this is absolutely phenomenal. Now, Mr. Weiner, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
There's a lot of information to glean. We run into a lot of folks that find us through Google search typically. There's hundreds of thousands of people searching for this stuff every month on Google, which is a proxy on how big an issue it is for people these days that are stuck at a desk job and wanting to solve these problems. But we always recommend giving us a call at iMover. Our folks who answer the phones are trained in ergonomics. Usually they're former exercise physiologists. We really know how all the ins and outs, and there's so much to figure out to make sure that your equipment choices all work together well. There's multiple components in building a workstation like this, and a lot of people have a decor they're trying to match. And so when you put those two things together, there's a million choices, a lot of research time. Just give us a call. We are very, very good at helping people figure out how to build a workstation that's perfect for them. We also are very happy to help corporate wellness managers, HR managers, other people who are championing the cause within their organizations to put together a PowerPoint deck with all the latest research and everything that they need to support their decision. We do that all the time.
Good stuff. Certainly appreciate that parting word there, and I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can get all the details on iMover and how they can be in touch accordingly.
Sure. iMover is spelled imover.com. That's 5 letters, no E in the name, imover.com. And they can also give us a call toll-free, 888-208-6770. But if they go to our website during business hours, we have live chat as well. So either give us a call or hit us on live chat. We're happy to help.
Again, Mr. Weiner, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Ron Weiner, the CEO of iMover, maker of the broadest line of products in the office fitness industry, including sit-stand desk, standing desk, converters, and treadmill desk. And for all the details, visit iMover.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.